USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Different views of President Trump's just completed summit with the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, which did end ahead of schedule when no agreement on denuclearization by the North was reached. Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying it took two summits for the president to realize that Kim Jong-un is, quote, not on the level. Meanwhile, the Republican Senate leader Mitch McConnell says
the president should be commended for walking away when it became clear insufficient progress had been made on denuclearization.
Breaking news out of Israel as leader Benjamin Netanyahu has just been indicted by Israel's attorney general in a case of bribery and two cases of fraud and breach of trust. The economy's fourth quarter 2018 growth beat analysts' expectations. And this is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Go to Pennzoil.com/oil change offer to save. Terms apply.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
The U.S. House is considering a second bill on gun violence today as Democrats yesterday pushed through a measure that would expand gun background checks. And now the measure they're considering today would give federal officials more time to conduct such checks. Neither bill is expected to fly in the Republican-led Senate. Actor Luke Perry is hospitalized. Reports are the 52-year-old Beverly Hills 90210 star suffered a stroke at his L.A. area home yesterday morning. The incident happening on the same day that Fox TV announced there will be a reboot of the Beverly Hills-based show, though Perry, at last check, hadn't signed on to the project. Hyundai and Kia are now recalling over a 500,000 vehicles as the two companies are being investigated by the federal government. The largest recall involves over 380,000 Kia Souls made between 2012 and 2016 because of a fire risk. And this is USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Persistent flooding in the Pacific Northwest. An update from USA Radio's Wendy King.
California and Oregon are suffering from flooding after torrential rainfall has soaked the region. The rising Russian River has turned the community of Guerneville into an island. KCBS reporter Holly Kwan in Sonoma County.
The Russian River is rising so fast you can practically watch it creep over the pavement, submerging lane lines on the main road in and out of the town of Guerneville, which is now isolated.
According to authorities, only half of the 4,000 people ordered to evacuate have done so. Farther north, in southern Oregon, Coastal Highway 101 has been closed due to too much flooding. Water-soaked earth beneath the highway caused it to crack and slide down toward the ocean. The damage is just north of the town of Brookings.
Oklahoma residents will be allowed to carry a gun without a permit come the 1st of November. Governor Kevin Stitt signing off on that measure last night. It applies to residents ages 21 and up, and also reserve military members ages 18 and older. And two dozen more stores are closing as JCPenney sales are continuing to plummet. The department chain says it plans to close 15 full-line stores and 9 home and furniture locations across the nation soon. You can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.